welcome back to the Supernatural Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Brancy, and I am joined with my co-host Christina to talk all about the latest episode of Supernatural with you guys. Christina, how are you doing today?
Let's not talk about that. How are you doing, Brancy?
Oh, Lord, let me tell you, too much has been going on in our lives tonight, audience. There's too much. This whole week has been crazy, but let's just forget about it for just a moment. We're going to talk about Supernatural because this week we had a Wayward Daughters reunion in the episode titled Don't You Forget About Me. I like that shout out. Thank you for that title, Supernatural writers. You got me feeling
nostalgic. God bless the Breakfast Club.
God bless the Breakfast Club. Now, that's a pretty appropriate title considering that the Wayward Daughters are composed of some very different individuals. We've got Sheriff Jody Mills, mother figure, love her, badass, love her. We've got Claire Novak, newbie to the Hunter game. You may know her as the daughter of, you know, the guy that Castiel possessed and all, Jimmy Novak. But we also have Alex, who, correct me if I'm wrong, she is not the vampire, but she helped the vampires, correct?
That's what I understood, because I was like, who is this girl? I don't know who this is.
I remember she was in, like, an old episode. Like, it was called, like, Alexis or something like that. I forget the name of the episode. But I remember her, but I didn't remember if she was a vampire or not. But I don't think she is, judging from the episode.
So
I think she just helped the vampires out. But it's definitely an interesting bunch. Favorite part of the episode has got to be the most awkward family dinner ever.
Jesus Christ.
That was the best. Oh, my God. And then Dean and Sam just did not want to have any of that. And Jody's sitting there having the sex talk. You know, I don't blame them either. The sex talk is just very, very uncomfortable. And in front of the boys. And, like, they can't say anything. You know what I mean? Because we all know that they are not innocent. Okay?
Oh, no.
No, no. They're not even remotely innocent. So Jody's looking for backup here, but she asked the wrong boys.
They weren't the right boys to ask.
No, they were not indeed. But I did like the episode. I think the Supernatural has been really good this season. I'm very happy with it. But it was sort of a Monster of the Week type episode because we have Claire, who has been accusing everybody in town, pretty much, of being a monster. And it's very much a Boy Who Cried Wolf scenario going on. She's been thinking everybody's a monster, but they haven't been. So, of course, the one time she actually turns out to be right, catastrophic consequences.
That poor child.
Poor Claire. First, her mother and her father go poof, and then now this. This is too much. Too much for one child to handle. But the boys do have a little reunion with Sheriff Jody Mills, which I always appreciate when they bring in the characters that we've seen in the past. And I love Jody, so I was very happy to see her back.
Jody is a good character.
She's the MVP, honestly. I love her. Claire's pretty good. Alex, I really don't know, like, jack crap about at this point. We saw some things going on in her life, and we know that her love life sucks because the guy she's dating turns out to be the bad guy. Oh, you poor girl.
Did your heart snap when that happened? Because mine did.
Mine did, because I was like, oh, they're so cute, where they had like that little scene where she's telling him, like, oh, I've done such bad things. But then I should know by now that Supernatural cannot be trusted with anything.
Absolutely not.
Happiness can't be trusted here because her happiness is smushed and we are all very, very depressed when that happens. He says some pretty rude things to her.
Yeah, well, he really does.
Yeah, and that's like triggering some stuff that we don't want to talk about. We won't get into that. This is not a therapy session. Yeah, that's too traumatic to live through on the air. But, yeah, so that was some rough stuff for her to go through. All three of them do pull out in the end. They make it out alive, and they have a nice little send-off. I liked Sam walking out with all the stacks of, like, food. because of Jody.
A mess.
Oh, hilarious. And wasn't it, was it this episode where, like, in the beginning, Sam's talking about healthy food again? I think it's always so funny when they put in Sam talking about healthy food.
And then Dean comes in with the Elvis.
Yes, that was it. Mm-hmm. That thing
that
looked
nasty.
Awful. It looked so gross. Oh, Dean. I can go for a burger myself, but not that one. That was just
no,
awful.
That looked disgusting.
It did look disgusting. So I'll have to side with Sam on this one. But I did like the episode. It, almost, though, like, the episode wasn't really about the boys. And I know they didn't explicitly say that it was a backdoor pilot, but it did feel kind of like a backdoor pilot. Because we all know Mark Cutowicz is trying everything that he can imagine to get a Supernatural spinoff. And he's already tried it once, and it did not work because the spinoff was awful. Like, absolutely awful. I hated it.
sorry. I'm really glad I didn't watch it.
Yeah. I told her not to watch it. To those of you listening, when I had her watch it, I was like, don't even bother. It's not even worth your time. I did not like it. And we have been saying forever, pretty much, that if they want to do a spinoff, you got to have characters that we already know. What makes Supernatural important to us are the characters. You can find monsters and creatures in just about any sci-fi show out there right now, but if you don't have that sense of, like, family and, like, some strong characters going into the show, you ain't got nothing. Sorry to inform you.
It's true. Those
characters
mean something. I mean, you can't recreate a show that doesn't need it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You can't call it a spinoff because a spinoff inherently means that it is at least in some way similar to the original source. You can't have a Supernatural spinoff with characters that we don't already care about. We've spent 11 freaking years with these guys. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, but it did feel like a backdoor pilot because it focused more on the women than the boys. And I'm just saying, a Wayward Daughters spinoff is probably the best bet that they've got at making a spinoff. I'd watch it.
I'd watch it, too.
I would love to watch that. And all these other things that they're coming up with, no. I don't know what else they could do because, like, Castiel is important to this story. Crowley is important to this story. Like, you can't pick another character, really, that's still alive that
oh,
you can
Lord.
Have a spinoff on. So the Wayward Daughters is the way to go, the way I see it. And, you know, the boys could cameo every now and then. They could run into other hunters that maybe we've seen for, like, one or two episodes. They could see, like, Garth again or something. I don't know.
Garth.
Garth's ratchet self.
He was a mess. But, yeah, bring him back. I'd like to see him again.
Yes. And he's a werewolf now, so that could play into something.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. They could play into a ton of things for the characters that we saw, like, maybe once or twice, but, like, we still remember. There's tons of potential there. So I'm begging you, Mark Cutowicz, if you're going to do a spinoff, for the love of God, do it for something like this where we know the characters and we're, like, somewhat emotionally invested in it because you can't call it Supernatural otherwise.
No.
Not at all. Nope. But I'm not sure how it'll go because, you know, in the episode we see Alex is talking about how she eventually wants to move on with her life. So honestly, what they could do is if they just kept Jody and maybe Sheriff Donna, the blonde one, like they could be like totally the ringleaders of this and house, like, you know, hunters for kids or something like that. And eventually they'll, you know, go off and do whatever they want. And that's a good way to, like, start us off to where we have people we know and then eventually build up a cast of new characters.
I'm for it.
I am totally here for it. Make it happen. If that's what we're going to do, that's all I'm accepting, Mark Cutowicz. I really can't think of another spinoff idea that would work for me, honestly. I can't think of anything.
I honestly can't either. Because it's
That's
difficult.
The only thing. That's all that I could accept, at least, because, like, I know some people have mentioned, like, maybe, like, John and Mary's past, but we got to remember, John wasn't even a hunter until Mary died.
Exactly, so that
So,
wouldn't really work.
his past would be boring. I guess we could see some of Mary, but I really don't want to see her dad because he's annoying. So, if a Mary Winchester early days spinoff means I have to see her dad, Samuel Winchester, then I am not here for that. But I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm sure he'll try again someday because, you know, he's just dying to squeeze more money out of us.
Oh, Lord.
It's a fact. I mean, everybody knows this fandom's huge and they just throw their money around like it's nothing. But you know, if we are having to be subjected to something, hopefully it'll be, you know, better than the last one because that was awful.
I
Atrocious.
can imagine it sounded awful.
Yeah, it was like they were trying to recreate Supernatural, but with new characters that we have no investment in, and it was just not. I don't even remember any of their names. Honestly,
Okay.
I don't remember a single thing about it other than, like, sort of what happened. Like, I can see it in my mind, but I can't describe it because I didn't care enough, if that makes sense. But other than that, I mean, I liked the episode. I think it's definitely setting up some potential for the future. I was getting really pissed, though, I must say, because I was like, if they kill Jody Mills, I swear to God, I'm done.
No. Absolutely
Because,
not.
like, I've had this experience too many times before Supernatural. You've killed too many.
That would have been awful. I would have threw something at the TV.
I agree. I would have as well. Because you just can't keep taking characters away from us. There's nobody left, guys. There's no one left for you to take.
A
But
mess.
that's none of my business. But other than that, I mean, that's honestly all that I really had to say about the episode. I liked it. There's potential for more in the future. That's all I really specifically wanted to discuss. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I like the speech that Dean gave Claire when she
Oh,
was
yeah.
in.
Very true.
Was very sweet.
Yes, I love when Dean calls people on their crap because Lord knows he has done enough for his family. So I appreciated that he was telling her, you know, get your stuff together, girl. Jody is doing too much for you. I love Jody. She's awesome.
She's a good character. I want to see more of her. Hopefully, she'll have more episodes.
Yeah, I hope so too. And Kim Rhodes is just a badass. She's hilarious on Twitter. I've seen her on there all the time saying some mess, and she is not afraid to just say some mess, y'all. If you have not done that, do yourself a favor and go check out her Twitter because she just has me rolling most of the time. She is great. But other than that, I think that's really all we had to say about this week's episode of Supernatural. Of course, we will be back next week to discuss the newest episode of Supernatural, which coincidentally airs tomorrow. So who
Oh.
knows? Yeah, I know. It's like already Tuesday. I'm like, oh my God. We're so far behind, but it's okay. We're caught up. So caught up just in time for this week. But thank you all for listening. And if you want to hear more of our Supernatural podcast, you can go to thevro.com, which is our main website where you can find just about everything. We've got our audio podcasts like these. We've got blog reviews. We've got interviews. Movie reviews, all kinds of goodness on there. And if you want to hear more of our reviews, you can also go to audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online, where you will find everything. We've got Supernatural podcasts. We've got, Lord knows, too many for me to name. So many shows, but you can check all that out. If you want to check out social media, We are Variety Radio Online on Facebook. We are at the VRO on Twitter. Variety Radio Online on Instagram and Tumblr as well. So thank you all for listening, and we hope you enjoy the latest episode of Supernatural and you join us to discuss it. And until then, you guys have a great week, and we will see you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.